You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We're changing things up a bit. We're going to get all of the coaches on the podcast. You've been listening to Lindsay probably for the last couple of years, but time to introduce a few of the others. If you've been on our platform, you would know them. If you haven't, it's a warm welcome to Devlin Eden. Devlin, nice to have you on.
Brad, how's it? Yeah, looking forward to this.
Absolutely. We're talking COVID today. Obviously, there's lots on the go. COVID's still with us, but the vaccine rollout is happening around the world. I think the less said about the South African rollout, the better. But we've been getting quite a few questions from folks, and it's exciting for us to see people getting vaccinated. How does it impact your training, Dev? Can you train as per normal if you get the jab or two jabs? What do you need to do?
Yeah, so like you said, it is really exciting to see that that is happening and the rollouts out there. I think everyone's going to respond quite differently to the vaccinations. So we'd like to sort of err on the side of caution more than anything else. So our recommendation is typically going to be about 2 to 3 days actually taking it off. Maybe 2 days after your jab, just completely no running and just give your body a little bit of time to adjust and see if there are any sort of adverse effects. And then if they are, or even if they're not, maybe just 2 to 3 days of just light running, easy, toning the intensity down a little bit, as well as the volume. So shorter, easy runs more than anything else. And then, yeah, if you do have any sort of adverse effects to it, then the idea is not to try and push through, just sort of treat yourself as being sick. So take that time off, take the time for your body just to recover from that. Hopefully you don't have any symptoms that last too long. And then, yeah, you ease yourself back in as you would as though you've been sick and you're returning from that.
And Dev, it's important to note as well, I mean, if you are taking a few days off, you're not going to lose fitness. So I think that's what a lot of people are worried about, is that they've been building for months and now all of a sudden they're forced to take a few days off. They're worried they're going to take 3 steps back and have to start over. That's not the case.
Yeah, exactly. And to be quite honest, you're probably going to be doing more harm if you're trying to push through that and you do have some adverse effects and then really push yourself into a point where you can't train for 2 to 3 weeks. So yeah, like you say, you're not going to lose anything from taking 2 or 3 days off. And even if it is 2 or 3 days off and then you're taking it easy, you're still doing something then from there on out. So you want to do anything that keeps the heart rate down. You won't lose anything and you should be good to go in a couple of days.
What I know about the COVID vaccines is dangerous, but I know there's a one jab and there's a two jab. I don't know which one's which. Does it make a difference? Does this advice apply to both if you're getting the one jab vaccine or the double jab?
Yeah, again, and I think I'd probably have to be in the same boat as you from exactly understanding the vaccines and how they affect you. But I would say exactly the same principle applies. You might have some effects after the first jab and nothing after the second jab, which hopefully would be the case. So I would still sort of stick to the same principles. Once you've had your jab, just take a couple of days off. And to be quite honest, the same would apply really with doing your general flu vaccine. You might feel a little bit offish after doing a flu vaccine, and the same thing would apply, taking a couple of days off or just easing back on things rather than trying to push through and risk any illness.
Excellent advice. Dev, as always, great to catch up. Welcome onto the podcast, and hopefully we're going to do lots more of these with you.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Brad. It was lekker.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.